Waffle on FIBA Radio.
Years ago.
Wonderful.
It was a wonderful. Oh, I had to get a glass of rocker at the
time. Jacques Moose.
Spot. Where's the laser toilet roll?
Looking out to the sea and never be where I was. Take it back.
Granddad's crystal.
And welcome to When We Waffle with Laurie Peters.
Hello there.
Cat Fox.
Hello there.
And me, Terry Minot.
Hello. Oh, that did you then. Sorry.
Woohoo!
Smooth.
As I always ask, how is everybody? I don't know why I asked that, really, because you're just going to get like, oh, who's vibrating?
Who's that?
Let me answer it and see who it is.
Right.
Hello.
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 Are you? Can I speak to Laurie, please?
Yeah, I'll just go and get him. Who is it? I don't know. Come in.
Hello?
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 Are you just Laurie?
Yeah, this is Simon, yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Are you this Mr. Peters?
Yeah, this is Simon, yeah.
Are you saying my name's Sarah?
Oh, hi.
I'm on behalf of a company called PA Solutions.
Oh, I don't even know what I'm bothered. What am I doing?
PAP Solutions.
PAP. PAP Solutions. Solutions for your PAP, obviously.
Yeah. How many times, can I just ask, how many times have you been bogged down in your own PAP and you've gone, fuck, there's a solution? I never know. How many calls, they must get money from those calls. But, and bless the people who work there, because nobody ends up in these call centres. And you always have to bear that in mind when you're, but at the same time, fuck the fuck off.
Yeah, I mean,
have you been involved in an accident? What the fuck?
I didn't ask you to ring me and harass me, so if I get a bit annoyed, it's understandable,
God,
right?
I didn't ask you if it's... The reason I put the phone down then is, one, because I was being stupid, but the other thing is they don't ask you if it's all right if they talk to you at this moment.
Yeah.
You might be in the middle of doing a fucking famous podcast.
Why did Hollyoaks just decide to do that for about 4,000 years?
Oh, I loved that. Yeah, what's your most memorable James Bond intro then?
Jaws eats the wire. You know, where Jaws has the wire.
Yeah. Robot teeth.
Is that an intro?
No, it's not an intro.
If that's the intro to the film.
I'm trying to think of the film, but there's quite a few cable cars and all the Bond stuff.
Yeah.
It got rammed down our throats, and it is just extremely super sexist in the way that every girl just turns to absolute... Oh, James. It's the moment he walks in, Captain Rapoid. Amount of times he's been hit over the head with a butt of a gun.
Mm.
He should be like, oh! Bond, what do you know about diamonds?
Go on, Eddie.
I can't fucking think. How many times have I been hit over the head?
Q's handing him a really complex watch. He's like,
can't put it on, keeps it.
I think I did just so I can't read.
Don't push that one, John.
I've got gym tracks on because I can't work out laces anymore. Russian spies can hear me coming.
I met that Ursula Andrews once. Ursula Andrews.
Did she come out of there?
Ursula Andrews.
Under the mango tree.
And yeah, I met her once.
How come? Was it in your dreams?
Just before Drew Barrymore rang him back.
Yeah, I was hanging out backstage with Graham Norton.
Go on, let's have this.
Graham! I love Graham Norton.
Yeah.
Steady standing.
Yeah, not Graham from Blind Day. I wasn't like backstage with it.
Imagine that.
Let's go over to our Graham for a reminder.
That bloke earned nothing for nothing, right? Because what was we just witnessed what they said, or will it be number three, who seems to think mangoes are a piece of steel?
Okay, love, you've had to think who you're gonna pick.
I remember when that show was so old. When it first started, where they didn't used to take a camera with them on holiday, you know, they used to go away for a bit. They just showed pictures of pictures.
Like, let's have a look at your holiday.
And he'd be like thumbs up over a sparkling, you know, sparkler out of a drink. She'd be like going, "Oh, trying to kiss me."
Let's go and see what our Graham thinks.
Finger up his ass in a booth. It's forgotten.
He don't care.
Apparently Ursula Andrews was in that.
Oh, place, sorry. So. Come on, Laurie.
I can't get it.
You want to get this story out? I really want to hear it. I can't. She's like an icon lady, isn't she? Icon lady. Did she have a swimming costume on?
She just sat on a stool next to the bar.
Hello, Laurie.
Is that her voice?
Hello.
Yeah, so I don't know. She didn't sound English or American or anything. It was weird. She sounded Russian or something. I don't know. I just went, all right. And I said...
she was blown away.
Did a big sigh.
Is that all that? Now jump. I don't get it, Laurie. Why am I jumping?
Oh, have fun, child. It's crazy.
I said I liked her in Moonraker or something.
I liked you in Moonraker, but I thought you were shit in that other thing.
Was she in Moonraker?
No.
Moonraker's the worst one, I think. In every Bond, they tried to put something super new that no one had seen. Yeah. And in Moonraker, it's the first time anybody'd seen the shuttle. And they got the shuttle like 11 months or something like that before. But I think Moonraker also, he had kidney stones and he couldn't quite get filming.
You're an encyclopedia.
Well, I just love the idea of Roger Moore going, oh, God. Be there in a minute, darling. Oh, fucking hell.
So, come on, back to Ursula, Laurie. What was she drinking? What were you wearing? Why were you backstage with Graham Norton?
Backstage.
What?
Hooch. It was like backstage with Graham Norton. I went there for a couple of nights in a row. There was Jade Goody there.
Yeah, but what are you doing? Stop
just hanging
names.
Out and eating free food.
But why were you invited?
Because my mate worked there.
What did he do?
Title sequence.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Titles and that. No, he's all right. He took my phone off me at one point.
Yeah.
And rang my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't answer it.
What, me?
And he left a message on her phone. Why aren't you here tonight then? Oh, and all this stuff.
In the Irish
back
accent.
In the days.
Oh, Graham did.
Yeah, it's back in the days when answer phone messages only lasted a couple of days on your phone and then they self-deleted.
Aww.
So she was like to everyone, I've got a message on the phone from Graham Norton. Prove it. It's gone. Anyway.
Stay standing. He is the best of the best, though, isn't he?
Oh, I love him so
His
much.
Show is the best. Chat show. He knows how to interview people, he knows when to sharpen, and he knows at the same time, because he's got that sort of cattiness as well. He's fucking hilarious. There's no one else near him.
He can make his own fun, can't he? It doesn't matter if the guests are boring as fuck.
Yeah, but he doesn't care if they're really big as well. He will pull them up on some things that they say as well. He's very good.
Red chair highlight for me of the week is that red chair. If that red chair isn't in that show,
yeah,
it's ruined. Weekend is ruined.
I used to love Jonathan Ross on the BBC, but yeah. I've not seen any of the ITV stuff in the slightest.
No, it's the same thing. But I don't know, it just feels a bit cheapy, his new show, to be honest.
Weird, because ITV's got more money than God, so I don't know why.
So,
we're not going to get this story out of him.
What are you on about? What do you need?
What do I need?
What did she say to you?
Have we got the story out of you? What, you just saw us stood on
a... She just wanted to know what my name was.
She asked you.
Yeah, she said, what is your name? Like that kind of thing. And I said, it's like... So then just getting a drink and be back.
Martini.
Shaken, not stir.
Get it all wrong. Sturdy shaken.
Get it all wrong. Go back with a pint of beer, spill it on
her. Oh, sorry.
You like that, don't you?
She just sat on the stool near the entrance of the backstage bit. And
was she on the show?
Yeah, people would have to walk past her.
Is that what happens then?
It's me.
The show? The green room is just a stool, is it, that people sit on?
Well, as the whole audience come in.
She was all right. She was obviously quite old. I think I bought her a drink.
Hell.
I bought her
Sambuca.
Snake bite. You could get it backstage. Wasn't illegal. It's weird that, isn't it? That you, in some countries, Red Bull and vodka is illegal.
Serious?
Is it? Yeah, yeah. And over
I've not
here,
had Red Bull in the longest time.
And over here, it's flipping snake bite.
Snake bite's illegal?
Yeah.
I used to drink
you
that.
You cannot mix lager and cider in this country.
But didn't we all drink that as students?
Yeah, but they realised it turned women into mentalists, so they banned it.
Oh, right.
Men into even bigger bell ends than they were at the start.
Yeah. Pure garage.
I was looking out the door. I'm in the club. One for the two, for the three, for the four. I've got a sheet, you've got a duvet. Come on, baby, let's go with the groovy.
I mean, I used to do a pirate radio show.
Oh, really?
Listen, Lonnie Peters. Did you ever... What was your name? LP.
MC Interceptor. No, I can't remember now. It was just Loz P.
This is Loz P, like, anybody out there, like...
And it was Soul Nation 104.6 FM. But at 12 o'clock, it turned into Dance Nation 104.6 FM.
Knowing him, though, he probably did it twice. And then just as people were about to tune in, he'd go, oh, I can't be bothered.
So it turned up Thursday when it was most, you know, peak, which was 1 till 3
right.
in the morning. That was our slot.
What, how old were you when you did this?
48.
1990s. In,
so you were about
21,
yeah.
I did about it.
This is Lozzy Pops coming across the old radio.
Oh, Lozzy Pops. Lozzy like Pops. That.
And we used to get busted by the cops.
Busted!
They used to
by the police!
By the pole.
It wasn't. It was the Babylon. And we couldn't...
Sorry, just Sri Lanka again.
We couldn't.
Papua New Guinea.
It wasn't our gear, like. It was this...
What, stolen?
The gear would belong to T2 Bad.
T2 Bad?
T2 Bad, his name was.
Hello, this is T2 Bad. You can't reach me at the moment, but leave a message for T2 Bad or Coco Pops.
And he was this big black guy, and he'd come round every now and then at maybe 3 o'clock in the morning and have a go at us, saying,
you guys are ruining my business, you're too fucking enjoying yourself, stop fucking put the adverts on, shut up.
And
and put the adverts on.
Yeah, because
ka-chunk.
He'd have these like,
what sort of adverts?
They'd be like
have?
Tape cassettes, and we'd have to get them out, and sometimes we couldn't be arsed, so we'd just play Jungle, but we'd have to get them out every half an hour and put them in and let it play for like 10 minutes.
So what, they were like local adverts?
Yeah, like...
Desmond's.
Yeah, Desmond's, like Jamaican barn food down at the Trump Tower or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it was all that. Man-ham. And it was voiced by the same woman. So every single advert was the same.
Oh, right, yeah.
And it was shit. So we ruined the vibe, so we never used to play them. Anyway, but yeah, cops used to start, nick us. Babylon used to come round and rob our stuff, and we used to like be like,
"This is lots of pops. You'll never shut us down."
It's very smoky in there, you know.
Yeah, all the menthol cigarettes going on there. Lambeth and Butler, which are very long, nearly as long as a Super King.
It was good because we got as far as Liverpool and as far south as Macclesfield.
As far as Liverpool!
Reaching out as far to Liverpool and Macclesfield, field. And now for an advert.
Hiya, I'm Derek and I have the local news agents. Top shelf material.
You like Mars bars? We've got a big family size.
Got a shitload of Mars bars. We don't go bringing them back because I've already told you when I sold you them, they're on the cusp of sell by date. And a sell by date is not technically legally bound, it's just a fucking, you know, a proviso. Fucking hell, you bastards.
Did that in Moss Side, Levenshulme. really sketchy place.
Macclesfield. Liverpool. Moss Side. From Moss Side to Liverpool.
I did try MCing once. Not, you know, too dissimilar from that program we were talking about the other week, but I ruined it.
What did you do?
Oh, it was just rubbish. Indian it was just accent. Like,
God,
you know, coming at you like an interceptor, and it was just rubbish.
Yeah, not your MCs aren't known for that.
Better than you.
Did you? Could you give us a little bit of a feel of what was in the show? It was all—it's all music, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you weren't doing anything. You weren't talking.
Yeah, it was
about
like
psoriasis.
You listen to the—you're listening to the SIF crew, which meant sound in form.
Oh, right. Nice.
Well, you listen to the SIF crew.
Yeah.
Every Thursday night,
Thursday night. It's like an amalgamation of Wednesday and Thursday in the good night of the
Eve. Thursday night, 1-3. And it.
Yeah.
SIF crew coming at you. Shout going out.
Did
to,
you do that thing where you drop the pitch, the volume?
Yeah.
Just ride it.
Just
yeah.
a little ride. And then we say, shout going out to Macclesfield Massive. Shout going out to Liverpool, all crew. Lisa!
Like no one listening.
And then we bang a new tune on and it'll be just like everyone will be jumping up and down in this flat.
Yeah.
Making loads of noise. And then we'd say rewind and they would.
You just say rewind.
Yeah. You just say rewind, son. Yeah, just bang tunes on. I never really DJed, I just spoke.
Do you think perhaps
my mates did that, DJ?
What did they say?
They said, what do you mean, what did they say?
I don't know, when they did the thing.
When they did the thing, they just went, this is all right, this song, isn't it?
This is brutally honest.
Have a listen to
this. This is all right, this song, isn't it?
I bought this today.
I'm not enjoying my Coca-Cola, it's too warm.
And then Marcus would get on about 2-3. We'd do drum bass 1-2, and then we'd do techno from 2-3, and I used to go and lay down at 2-3 because the techno was just awful. So,
yeah.
Just like did the fucking edit, and I was just like, I'd just get out of the studio, go downstairs, make a cup of tea, because it was usually in a flat that the T2Bad had hired out. Well, not hired.
T2Bad.
He rented these flats out and houses, and it would just be a studio, and it would be weird, you know, empty front rooms, nothing in there.
Yeah.
Just like, and upstairs would be, you know, like this room here would be like studio and that.
So for me, you were just giving me this picture that you were like Corrupt FM before it was Corrupt FM.
Yeah.
Wow.
92 did that.
Maybe you were their inspiration.
You're kidding me. They're young.
No, I wasn't as good as
they're southerners as well. We'll be listening to. He only could get as far as Macclesfield.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were probably.
Couldn't get past the M62.
They were nationwide. I had a mate who was one of the DJs, Jason. He there was Jason. He was DJ Extreme, and there was DJ
just about right.
DJ Retro.
DJ Convenient.
And Marcus was DJ Shoes or something like that.
Imagine how shit this is. This DJ Shoes. With an off soul for all of us. Size 9 if you want to send any in.
DJ Shows. I can't remember
what my name is, but whatever. When we used to go out, we used to, because I'm from the villages, and my mate would pick me up in his little Fiesta 1.1L. I think when you used to change the badges on the back to make you feel a lot better. It's 13 on through, isn't it? It's not 1.1. And then we used to drive into town and we'd play, and we'd see all the crew and that. Be like, all right, DJ Lozzy Pop and all that. And as soon as we were on our way home, Michael Jackson Bad would go in.
and we were
out and about, and they found, and the crew found it under the seat and would rip the shit out of the geezer. But then we put it in and it went doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, and everyone's like, oh, that's quite good actually, because it was a load of shit. Like, I do love some tracks and I like progressive house and I do like, but sometimes it can be, especially in the old rave days, you used to get really shit quality tape. And then you get these rap crews that weren't that great. So sometimes you could get a bit sort of like, bogged down by shitty recordings of Before It Gets Tough. Oh, I actually like that one. Oh, used to be a great one awful. With used to be a great one with William Shatner.
Yeah, go on him.
I can't remember. He just used to go,
I heard a voice.
I love it.
I heard a voice.
Spot, where's the laser toilet roll?
Yeah. He's Buck Shatner. If you ever watch some of the old stuff, there is a guy who really wanted to do Shakespeare, but it's bonkers. Some of the intonation on it is truly crazy. Just overdoing it.
It's like making a bit of drum and bass. A while back, I was kind of, I was surprised at how good it was.
Put it up.
Blowing my own drum and bass trumpet there.
Further ado, let's get on with my story. You join me here, people. I'm in the tanning booth. Can you hear? I'm just putting in my gradient now. It's all digital. It's a Lowry 4000. You don't need people. Just put my code in, and yes, I am from around here. Oh, yeah. Okay, with no further ado, let's get on with the story. Me and Roman boarded a Greyhound bus, one of the great American institutions. And we started out to meet these people that would help me crush Putin and all those stupid motherfuckers that took me out. We laughed and joked on the back and hit immigrants up the back of the head because they ride the bus. I mean, buses would be great if it wasn't for these people, right? Am I right? I'm not wrong. We sat back laughing and crying and all sorts about the old times where I was really fucking terrible to Roman. Then I was real fucking awful. Yeah, I know. Amazing, isn't it? Listen, do you want a slush puppy? I fucking love slush puppies. The blue one. How come it's still frozen? I just, I don't know. I'll just start drinking it for the sake of the story. I tucked into my little blue slush puppy, but something wasn't right. As I looked out the window, the roads and the rail tracks and the pylons started to morph and swirl. You goddamn poop face! You've drugged this! You're not going to see any puppets help. What you're going is just poo and roll. You don't even laugh properly, you fucking you gotta stop saying this time all the time. It doesn't quite... I do what I like! I'm in a drunk stupor, okay? And I just disappeared into a lovely sleep. I'm not advocating drugs, but if you're trying to get to sleep and you can't get to sleep, they're a real good thing. Hopefully I'll just fuck that up with our own health care. It doesn't really matter. When I came to, I was in shackles. See what am I? My top had been completely removed and everybody could see the amazing fucking torso just whittling with fucking raw sinew and gristle. Somehow I got some prison skin-tied Daisy Dukes on, you know, with the arrows up them? But they fit perfectly, and I look red hot.
Welcome to the Florida State Farm Prison. I'm the warden, Darren.
Now, for fuck's sake, can't you come up with some new characters?
You're the one making this crummy story. People get agitated when you bring new characters in. This is the best way to do it.
Shut up! I tried to get out of the shackles, but I couldn't. And because of the deep Florida humidity, I started to sweat deeply. Things had gathered, sweat beads had gathered around my boobles and sort of just was dripping down into a well, into a salty, sort of murky well into my belly button. I think Darren was turned on. I spent 17 weeks in solitary confinement. I worked on my muscles. I started off by doing one press-up a day. By the end of the 17 weeks, I still only did one press-up a day. But my God, was it a good press-up. When I was set free amongst the other prisoners, there was something about this place. But a big, snarly guy was looking at me.
Trump. My name's Bubek Apapek. I hope I remember that later on in the story, Bubek Apapek, yeah. And I run this prison.
No bad. DJ Trump III runs this fucking prison. You're just a fucking drone.
Man, you're kicking me on?
I fucking didn't even wait. I could see his eyes shot down to my left nipple because it started sweating of its own accord. And it's sort of like, you know, when the water goes down the sink, it sort of went in a clockwise. He was mesmerized, so I took my fucking tads, I punched him in the willy, drop kick, did a lorry punch, whoop, straight in there. Fucking pulled his willy toward and attached it to the wire fence, and it started doinging it. You know, the bang, 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 bang. It was fucking disgusting. He didn't know what to do. He started ejaculating and pooping at the same time. It was like an explosion at a toothpaste factory. It did not make sense. He was in ecstasy, but at the same time, he fucking hated every moment. I didn't let him off for 10 minutes. I was hitting the right chord. It was hitting his fucking G-spot up his asshole, and it was making him go wild. Actually, halfway through, I did think, man, I might slip out of here after dark and give that a go myself. But fucking, he just disintegrated on the floor. A used cachet toothpaste. A husk of a man rolling around. I stood over him with my prison Daisy Dukes. You could see sweat rolling down my inner thigh and it dripped into his mouth. He bombed. I run this prison. DJ Trump the fucking third, the greatest motherfucker to ever walk this earth. And you remember that from now on. Because if you step over the line, I'm going to bring you to Jizz Fence and I'm going to fucking milk you dry. I walked off. And then went over to, like, where the black prisoners was. And I kind of spoke to them on their level because they sort of thought I was cool. And I made them laugh and I walked off. Remember, this is fiction. Tune in next week for part two of my amazing story. Until then, see you later, you fuck-ups.
And we got out of the Ouija board. Yeah, we were there. We said, hey, boy, do you want to talk to some spirits? And then there was a spirit on the phone. We said, hello. We said, hello. The thing I don't like about what rap's gone into is everybody's winning all the time. I like things a little bit more honest, you know, like when they're a bit more like that. I just don't think it works anymore.
You know, I like songs about potatoes, Kat.
I do as well, actually.
It's a lovely skinny chip. It's a lovely fat fritter.
Sweet potato later and a little bit of gravy.
Mayonnaise is the latest craze. Yeah. You can stick it in a potato, but don't become a mater. Gator.
And if you don't like it, save it for you later.
And then suddenly Lenny Henry elbows him in the face. Goes, fracking, tracking, bracking, lacking, hacking, racking.
Where is that?
Oh, shit, the board.
All right.
And join. So, let's join hands. No, we'll get the plumb bob out, planchette, and
planchette's down. It's glowing actually. The clungette.
The clungette.
Oh dear.
That's something else.
That's how Trump gets. Let's get the clungette out. Just gonna put my finger in the clungette.
Oh.
Is there anybody there? You know, once you get all of them, you can do what you like. Am I right? I'm not a voice. Sorry, let's go. Is there anybody there? Is there anybody there?
Anybody there?
Wagwan, your bad self. Let me tell you a little thing about myself. I tripped up there over my own words. I shouldn't leave all my words lying around. My mother used to tell me, Terry, pick up your words. I've been playing with them and put them in the word bin. Anyway, wagwan, your bad selves.
Wagwan.
Bloody event field has been banging on constantly since last year. It's always, you know, night vision. I just turn a bloody light on. You know, it's like watching TV through an old Amstrad. Do you remember the old Amstrad green screen? Was it Amstrad or...
Amstrad green screen.
Yeah. I don't want to be looking at night vision.
And the lorry 12,005.
The lorry 12,005, as we all remember. One of the greatest things in the world. Anyway, wagwan, Kat, how are you doing?
Great, thanks, Terry.
Let me tell you a little thing about myself. I'm a bad man. Wagwan. So, any questions do you have for me this week? You don't always have to have questions for me, but are there any questions at all that you want from my superior knowledge? As you know, I've taken over from Gardner, and I rule the spirit plane with an iron fist.
You've taken over from Gardner, or you are now a Gardner?
From God.
God. Oh, sorry. The Gardner can just... You know, sometimes... Sometimes I worry, but luckily Laurie isn't in charge of any heavy goods vehicles or plant materials.
He said he was taking over as a gardener.
That'll be next week. I take over as a gardener and give you tips about your perennials.
You got any gardening advice?
I have actually, Laurie.
Yeah, right.
But you know, you'd have to ask me a specific question. I can't tell you everything about.
I'm just gonna plant a bit of the old, you know. In the back garden. Just wondered if it would live.
No, not the slightest. If you want a good herb, you're going to have to go over to hydroponics. It's the very nature of it. It's not the country to grow it, and your yield won't be that good. Remember, you need to separate the female and the male. It's a challenge. Anyway, wagwan, repatriation and domination, and size 9 flip-flops. Wagwan! Take care, cats.
Bye, Terry.
I'm fading now.
Bye.
I'm back to the spirit world. Hang on, it's not finished with us.
What?
The door's shaking.
Oh, what is it? I don't like it. What is it?
Let me in, you fucking shit stains.
Oh, God.
I'm parked in the same place and the bus driver's really kicking off. Swinging at me and everything. Fuck off. Let me in. Oh, how are you doing?
All right, yeah.
You well?
Yeah,
sorry about that. But I will... I have absolutely... There's no yellow lines out there, and I will park there if I want to. I know I'm causing an obstruction, but I don't give a fuck.
Oh, well.
I'm the R. The Ronnie.
Oh, yeah.
Don't give a absolute shit. But as you well know, I deliver Wiltshire Farm Foods in the afterlife, and there's a lot of old people who got a taste for it, you know, frozen carrots, vegetables that have been cooked within an inch of their life, if not out the other side again, peas, mashed potato, sausage. I digress. And it haunts my fucking dreams, cat. That's all I can ever see, Wiltshire Farm Foods. I tried to apply for a job with Weight Watchers just to get something else, but they're equally as hideous. Have you ever had a Weight Watchers?
Yeah, rubbish.
It's like eating nothing, isn't it? Bloody shit. But as you well know, Ronnie has a real interest in what's going on in planet Earth at the moment. And of course, we've got the US elections. And I've been told that they went a bit doolally-scoo with.
Yeah.
And that's all a bit frightening. But may I remind everybody that this is a great time to take heed and understand that, you know, the world's always had wibbly-wobbly people at the top. I mean, we had Reagan in the old days, didn't we? It is a bit of a push when Bush seems like an intellectual compared to this man, but we look forward to the absolute brilliant entertainment that's going to be Trump trying to pronounce any foreign dignitary's names. Can you imagine it? Honestly.
Exactly.
Anyway, I've got to go. As the vicar said to the bishop, I'm not eating all of that.
Oh.
Anyway, I gotta go.
See ya.
Bye.
Laurie, what are you doing? Rustling.
Stop.
You're recording a podcast.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can multitask.
Like, yeah, I'm all right. Nothing puts me off. Okay.
I don't understand why you tidy up in the middle of a podcast.
Good.
Don't get it.
He's going to get it in about another year.
I've got to send something on... I've got to send... So someone wants something on eBay off me.
In about 3 months' time, he's going to start hoovering. Can you imagine when he gets older what he's going to be like if he's already like this now? You're going to be like trying to talk to him seriously and he's going to get the hoover out.
Oh, Terry, I try and have conversations with him every day, and the way we have a conversation is I start it and he walks out the room. Or he does some other stuff and I have to run round after him. He won't just sit down and do one thing. Will you? Sorry, that sounds like a naggy girlfriend type comment, but it's true.
Yeah, I've got to tell you this story that's just on my mind.
Now,
I was playing with my mate the other day at golf. I won't mention his name. And he was telling me about how he's sick of ringing up his mum and dad because he's worried that he's moaning at them all the time because they do stupid things. Like, we've probably got our own stories, right? But he said his dad, I'll tell you two, one about his mum quickly and one about his dad.
Come.
His dad was playing golf, right? And as he was going around playing golf, he said, I'm feeling a bit ropey today, you know. He goes, why? He goes, well, as I was walking around the golf course, I was picking mushrooms and I got them back home. And he's like, oh, what? He said, oh, well, I got them back home and I like fried them up and that. And my mate said, well, you shouldn't eat them. Mm. You know, you just don't know what's
it. Yeah, he not unless you've been doing it for a while, yeah.
His dad said what was weird, though, when he put them on the plate, on his toast, a big mound of mushrooms, there was a blue haze above the fucking plate.
Like Jim Morrison standing in the corner and a Native American going, go on, eat it. Yeah.
And then his mum was a bit ropey as well because she had got a KFC 9-piece bucket and decided to freeze it.
What?
Oh my God, that'd be so weird.
And then just like, what are you doing?
Remember, you got that frozen bucket in the fridge, in the freezer. I'm not very good at golf in the slightest. If we were to design a new game, a Laurie 4000 game, what's the mixture? What would you have
swap
in
it? Swap it round.
So you hit the club with the ball?
No, you hit yourself. You hit yourself with a big thing.
And that's
you
go, the aim.
And you go
yourself.
Flying.
Yeah. Right.
You land safely.
Oh,
I quite like that. Yeah. And there's a net. Obviously, you don't want to land and smash every bone in your body. But
and then you end up landing in the hole. You get like knocked into the hole. And then you go down into a little like room.
Oh, what's in the room?
Just like some cream, and you just go in.
Some cream?
Melt yourself the cream.
Just nice what? Food. Just
oh,
nice
not
food.
Hand cream.
Yeah, just cream.
Oh, like, I thought it was like moisturiser. Yeah, right. No. That whack must have really dried your skin out.
Don't ask me, God. I'm rubbish at making up games.
No, I like this cream, and what is the scones there as well?
Yeah. Yeah, it could be like a food palace.
So you win and you get to go to a food palace.
Yeah. Just go in the hole. Go down into the hole and then... Oh, this is fucking ridiculous.
I love this.
Just go down in the hole, eat.
Yeah.
And then can't get out.
That's hole one. Now we're on to hole two, 590 yards.
Yeah. But you could do something food-based, couldn't you, across a big...
I think those programs, you know, the ones where they used to be knocked about by big inflatable things.
Oh, it's a knockout.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's always a bit of TV space for those programs.
Yeah, definitely. I think so, yeah.
I mean,
well, Wipeout proves that stuff, doesn't it?
It's not brutal enough, though. I think that if we did something that was like, you kind of, you know, you get fucking flung. Like
fucking flung
about half a mile. And it's I'm a celebrity. It's a fucking knockout. And they're like, you know, like it's safe, but you are getting launched.
Yeah,
half a mile. You know, you're going through a tube at 1,000 miles an hour.
God, could you imagine 1,000 miles an hour on a human? With no protective gear on in the slightest. You could die by the end of this game.
I mean, just some really extreme...
Skin's ripped off.
Just as long as it was safe, you can do extreme stuff.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I see. Thank you. Thank you, Doctor. You can fly miles as long as you land all right. Didn't you... space golf, you said?
Yeah.
Quite a cool idea.
But why you twat a ball, it's never going to stop.
Yeah, you'd have to get special space golf balls that have got like...
Like their own gravity, they just sort of sense it.
I think you can probably get weighted. Like, you've got weighted...
Yeah, but weight doesn't work in space, but I know what you mean.
But how do they keep spacemen down?
Big boots.
But do they?
Big boots on some golf balls.
But if there's no gravity on them, there must be a minimal amount of gravity on them.
Yeah, it's probably got some gravity, but not much.
Or maybe they're all just attached to massive pieces of string.
Well, they bounce around, don't they? So, like...
Abba.
Someone's bound to have played the old
Who's is this cream? Over. Do I eat it or put it on my face?
Just can't see out of his mask because it's all vaselined up. Didn't think about this. Spa on the moon. Shit.
Oh, yeah. Swimming pool. Steam room on the moon. Like how?
That sounds like a Sting song. Welcome. Steam room on the moon.
Steam room on the moon. You just have to go backwards if you want to. Yeah, it's a steam run on a moon.
Do, do, do.
You are complete with steers off on a moon.
Giant step, what?
Young golf club. That one scared me. The swab jet has got a fantasy. That's just happening every time, God damn it! That's a whole album.
Oh my God!
Many years ago, I was even your dad's battlefield, Wally.
Oh God!
He works in a weird time signature, apparently, and because he's quite jazz based.
Yeah,
him and Stevie Wonder, they work in weird time signature.
Do you think he's a bit of a pervert? Because I do.
Who?
Stevie Wonder.
No, we can't say that.
Why not? I saw him on Glastonbury and he was like just touching women up and playing the piano at the same time.
He's probably trying to find out where they are. You know.
Not like that.
Well, he touches them to like know what they look like and stuff, doesn't he?
Mm.
So he probably has to touch the faces.
I'm sorry, I got the wrong.
Yeah.
He's been playing that for day one.
He uses that all the time.
Him and Attenborough. That's how they identify him.
Oh, yeah.
Right, Stevie, you bend her over, I'll pop the finger up. Hmm. 33, she's lying to you. Not 28 in the slightest.
She's got a face like a boob.
She's got a face like big old pussy.
big hairy bushes.
You know,
face.
Like a 70s thing, like a big 60s, 70s thing.
Oh, I keep looking at fannies on Westworld and getting really, like,
I don't... You and my mate Jackie keep saying this, but I didn't see that many. I watched the episodes that she was talking about.
Oh, I saw a big old bush last night.
Did you see a pinky pop yet?
A what?
Man bits. Have you seen any of them yet?
Have
you seen a willy yet?
Yes, but I think it was a model willy. No, it was a real willy, actually.
Ain't seen a willy, but I saw a nutsack.
You're just sitting there with like a, you know, like an anorak who spots planes. You're like, oh, five
like,
balls.
Like a sticky book as well. Like you put stickers, collect a football
sticker. She's like licking them. Scrapbook made out of really weirdness.
And it's just like bonkers how prepared, or you don't even think about it, but you just go along with this whole fictitious world where people shag robots and kill things that they think could be human beings, and you're just like, yeah, that's all right, yeah, why not?
Yeah, I'd be totally cool in that world.
Would you shag a robot, Laurie?
Of course.
Oh God.
No. Yeah, he's always on a cigarette machine in a pub. Excuse me, are you going to buy a drink? Shut up. She's been asking for it since I walked in.
Drinks machine.
Fucking lucky strike.
Got a drinks machine. I've got the cigarette machine.
Yeah. Yeah, back at your house at night. Woohoo!
Fucking hair dryer.
Living the dream. Come here, Iron. Oh, fuck! No!
I'm a Hoover.
Show that trouser presses, boss.
Would you, how do you think you'd cope with a Westworld type holiday, Terry?
I couldn't shag a robot. That'd be terrible. You got to look at yourself in the mirror and you go, just get a cigarette machine one. Very reasonable. Clunk, clunk. Sploop.
Sploop.
Can't get the coins in.
Gives birth to a packet of 20 Lambert and Scotland.
Looks like you.
Love me, father. I'm a cigarette machine, baby.
So I would be crap on it, I think. Oh, maybe I'd shoot some baddies, but...
What about you, Kat? Would you just be one of those...
Would you like, be killing and raping everyone?
No, I wouldn't kill.
Would you be one of the ladies snog. In the bar?
You'd snog.
I'd like to try snogging, yeah.
You'd like to try robot? Snogging a robot?
Yeah. I think it'd be quite... Yeah. See if...
Just a head. in her hand. Then she gets out of her handbag every night.
Gets it out of her
handbag. I like kissing.
Gets it out of a plastic bag that her mum lent her.
All right, that's mine, you bitch. Yeah.
And I like the outfits as well. I think they wear cool outfits.
I think it's about time somebody went back to Westerns and treated them a little bit more cleverer. And the episode 7 or episode 6 last night started to pull the tribes in, that weird tribe. And I think that's a great idea. I watched a wonderful French film years ago.
Wonderful.
It was a wonderful. I think I had a glass of rocker at the time.
Jacques Musiclet.
Yeah, Jacques Musiclet and James Ganville Mansack. Mansack.
Mansack.
Just call me Mansack. But no, I wouldn't want to kiss a bloody robot.
Why? Even if they're
fucking
something.
Dead, what would you learn? Like a Trivial Pursuit type thing. Oh, fuck, I just cracked my jaw. You'd be like snogging them, you'd be like, oh, Zanzibar is the capital of. What do you mean? What would you learn?
A new snogging technique. Bad sports, get them up. You could experiment on them, couldn't you? They wouldn't mind.
I know you. You'd say that. But yeah, she'd have a glass of Prosecco.
She'd have a robot going down on her.
She'd just drag like 9 up on a load of fucking leads up to her room, just dangling her butt in their faces, going, go on, tuck in, you bastards.
With the plastic bag around her ass.
I'm just kissing them. Fucking go on.
God.
Come on, there's a big portion there.
Robot's going. Robot's going.
No, cannot do. God's sake, this is too dark.
You'd be banned. Yeah. You'd have broken loads of them.
They'd kick out the host.
Has somebody been killing these people?
Yeah, host 419 Fox is killing all the robots. Better get her out.
She's humping them to death. Actually burning them. Just causing little forest fires. You'd be the biggest pervert on there.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I do like
you wouldn't even get off the train. you'd be like snogging. She'd be snogging everybody in the reception. They're like, you've not paid. Yeah. Not even gone in.
We're not a robot.
Yeah, sure. That's Julie. Money's worth. Come here.
That's Julie the cleaner. She just wants to like do her job.
Come here and kiss me like you fucking mean it.
I just want to polish the windows. I'll just come in.
Yeah, I might well be like that.
Do you want? Well, you know those like when you're 30 or 40 and somebody gets you a massive glass for your wine and it says I'm 30, I'm 40. That'd be a. She'd have her own tanker from the moment she walks in, like the size of a bucket.
Yeah.
She's constantly Prosecco'd out of her mind, just you know,
like, with a gun, just a gun on her,
in the drink as well. Just, yeah, two guns wedged into a sweatband. Fucking shooting everybody through your head. We've not left the station.
People get taken out.
Cat, that's a horse. I'm just saying.
Come here.
You fucking lovely big beast. Broke every robot there is. Yeah.
I won't even snog in my dreams, so... Yeah. Maybe Westworld is where I should go. You wouldn't be bothered, would you?
He'd be there. He'd be at Butlin's World. Reliving his youth. Yeah. Like some sort of king.
Be modelling.
Just walking around with his top off.
With his one arm longer than the other.
Remember? Are we recording?
Yeah.
Shall we take a call?
Yeah, let's.
Hello, Cat, can you hear me?
All right, Ray.
Hello, darling, how you doing?
Yeah, great, you?
No, not very well at the minute. Unfortunately, the Americans got quite a large air force, so we've been pinned down quite a lot. You'll hear them outside our compound now. We're stuck in one of our caves sort of trying to hide, but I'm afraid the game is up, if you will, Cat, and the Americans have put their foot down. CIA are not happy in the slightest. I mean, you've got to remember, I was in the RAC for years and years and years. Well, 6 months, actually. But I learned a lot in that time, and I have turned the Taliban around, and I've had an absolutely wonderful time, but it looks like the game is up. Yeah. I'm Ray Bedalian, aren't I? So I'll probably be all right, yeah, if we're honest. But we shall see, we shall see. But there's a bit of a short one this week, because I just sort of, I rung you just to see how you're doing, really, because we've not heard any more about Jazzercise or Circumcise or anything that you're doing at the minute. We've not really heard about anything. Are you still going to your classes?
I am, but I'm finding it very hard in this,
right,
these dark, cold evenings.
But that's where you want it the most, girl, because, when you come out of the winter, you're going to look banging, ain't you?
Yeah, I mean, do you recommend I can do anything at home?
Yeah, of course, yeah. I'd say one of the biggest problems, right, with this is that everybody's got to, like, go to a club and sort of stuff. And it is good to sort of get you out. But at the end of the day, working out, fitness, it's a solitary game. Yeah. And it can be done completely on your own. That Wix geezer, that hit, all that shit, that can all be done at home. I mean, you could turn on YouTube and fucking just dance for half an hour, do your own shit, you don't have to do... That's the whole thing, because you go to the gym, you go to a club, you're half an hour there in the car, you're half an hour back, you're fucking dicking around talking to everybody. You could be done and dusted.
Yeah, no, you're right, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I wondered, have you ever thought about releasing your own fitness DVD?
I've got one, I did one with a Taliban. It's a bit extreme. There's a few executions in it, if I'm honest, Cad. But there's nothing that gets the metabolic rate rising than death. But I did one. And also, when I was in the jungle with Marcia, you remember the Peruvian People's Front? Every morning we'd get up, do a bit of Tai Chi, you know? Yeah, so I'm always... So I tell you, I should release it for Christmas if I survive,
wouldn't I? Oh, that'd
be brilliant.
Yeah, I think people would really buy that. You could sell it on your eBay store.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, it's been closed down again, Kat.
Ray, what's happened now?
Somebody left the pills out and their child at them, and she had a terrible reaction. Well, she died.
Oh,
but,
Jesus.
You know, this happens, you see, and, the thing is, whenever a parent loses a child, they can always just make another one.
What?
You can always just make another child, can't you, if you lose another one? People forget, don't they? They'll go, You just order one in, get one from China or something.
Okay.
Say, North Korea, something where they're not treating them. We might get a fucking rock in it, though, but anyway. But, as you can hear the guns and the bloody aircraft, I mean, cool, only the Americans can chuck this much amount of aircraft at us. This is absolutely ludicrous. Don't want any troops on the ground, do they?
No, so look, where do you think they're going to take you?
Well, they won't, so they'll probably kill everybody if they keep dropping bombs like this. So I don't really know. So what are you going to do over the Christmas period? Because this is where you really need to keep it up, because you can't half be smug, girl. As everybody, drops the guard, you can get one up. So when all the chubby monkeys get on the fucking rigmarole in January and they're all like, don't eat... I mean, it's a bit shit, isn't it, the way that commercials work and that. They're like, eat this shit, get down Iceland. Some of the shit from Iceland don't even look right, does it? Fucking purple and green, and I'm like, fucking, are you sure no one's going to eat that? Do one, behave. But they see, and then as soon as January's around, they're like, look at you chubby wonder. Fucking get your hand off the pick and mix, you fatty. Fucking get out there and run.
And you know, Ray, you couldn't be more right, because at the moment, everywhere you look, there's a Christmas advert on, isn't there?
You probably don't know. Well,
I
haven't got much. There's not very good reception down in the caves, but we've got iPads, and we're sort of like, got, Ahmed, he's got Netflix Plus.
Oh, okay.
So he's added all of us.
The
whole of the Taliban is added on as extra. It gets a bit confusing when you go to previously what you're watching. Or some mug's watching that Sarah Jessica Parker second Sex in the fucking City, and I'm like, do one, will ya? Fucking hell, I want to watch this fucking Seagal film. Don't want to watch fucking Homes Under... Anyway, so, it's all right. Oh, dear. No, they're coming in now, Kat. Mm. They're coming in now.
I do worry about you, Ray.
Yeah, me too, girl, but it's just... I'll deal with this gentleman. Hello? They put a charge on the door, they're coming in. Ray Medallion? Ray Medallion, I'm Agent 4516B. I'm from the CIA. Ray, come with us.
Well, me?
Yeah. In the last 6 months, you've turned the Taliban around.
We need you to work for the CIA.
Okay, all right. What are you going to do with this lot? We're going to kill them. All right, see you later. Well, I'll catch you later then, Cat. You can hear them now. They're just mowing them all down.
That's Alabama, all right, but there's only so much you can do with a tea towel on your head. You can't be taken seriously.
Oh, God, I'm glad you're all right.
Yeah, of course, I'm always all right. I'm just going to get on the American chopper and where are we going?
That's top secret, Ray, but we'll be able to tell people next week.
Okay, well, I'll get in touch with you next week and we'll find out what's going on. So you want me to work for the CIA?
Yeah, we need you,
Ray. All right, lovely. All right, whatever!
None of us have got any juice left, have we?
Juice! I want some juice!
Give me some juice!
We need some juice!
All right, okay, go. Cats,
just a quick one this week. Thank you all for keeping in touch with us on socialisation. I do really, really appreciate all the lovely messages. But special shout out this week to Danny Carr for liking our stuff and for sharing pictures, and also Sarah Sims, because I know she likes Eamon in particular. Everyone loves
Bully
Eamon.
For you.
Right, okay.
You know. Oh, that's all right. You just turn up at the end of the show and expect me to perform. That's all right. Me just to turn up. But that's you all over!
I love the... Who's the woman who said I scare her cats?
Oh, was that
I love the idea of her cats just going, what a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
What?
Well, you know, when Terry's doing... Well, or when Eamon's in the room, rather... and he's doing his Ruth. You can actually feel like a gale force wind directly at your face. It's that powerful.
That's why I think she's long suffering. She has to put up with that. We get to see the nice version of him. What's he like when he's at home? This is what I'm saying.
She must be on drugs.
Who?
Ruth.
Ruth.
Ruth. All
right, I thought you were talking.
Oh, she's... Ruth, you take your Valium. That's all right. That's when we block this out.
I thought you were talking about the listener was on drugs.
Possibly.
I'm just watching the Cliff Richard. Don't worry about me.
Ah, but yeah, that's it. But do keep in touch on socialization. I've had some doody doo juice. What can I say?
On doody doo juice, 99% alcohol.
On Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, even email us if you want. You know
what is our email?
whenwewaffle@gmail.com.
Bless us, we're so organised.
Thank
you so much. If you've left anything, you know, like, not left things behind like a baby, but if you've left us good feedback and you've told people we love you and we adore you, I don't want to harp on about this too much. I think we're doing it too much at the end of shows and stuff, you know, but thank you very much. God bless you. And this message now from Laurie.
Good evening, people. They'll be shy if you know.
What was your song? Let's go out on your song.
What was the song?
It was that from the top to the middle to the bottom. To
all right. Do you want me to edit in or re-sing it?
I want you to sing it now. Perform
it. I don't even remember the words.
Just make it up.
Yeah.
All right.
Free form.
We'll go out. We'll put reverb on it.
All right. From the top to the bottom, I was about to ask you if you knew as everybody like I was on the phone. Just looking out to the sea and never be where I was. Take it back.
Thank you for listening. We are When We Waffle. Please come back and listen to more. Tell people we love you.
Gentlemen, it's the Ukraine's offering. Had a strange guy coming on stage now. It's Larry Peters, representing the Ukraine with his new song, From the Top to the Bottom. He's a strange little chap. I won't be lying to you. And that's
That's the sound of his smoke machine. That's the sound of his cigarette machine, baby.
What, my father? You have granted me.
From the top to the bottom of the...
We love you.
I'm down with people on the top of the places when you're there or there. Even though you know that from the top to the bottom, I was about to ask you if you knew as everybody in the hours and the phone. Just looking out to the sea and never be where I was. Take it back,
Granddad's crystal.